So the topic of Mechusar Begadim, and its maybe very strongly stated role on the status of Kahuna. So we know from our Gemara throughout, here in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara as it's discussed for several Amudim afterwards, that the Mechusar Begadim has an impact on the Avoda, which is expressed in a pretty strong way here and elsewhere, that Bizman Shebigdayim Aleihem Kunasim Aleihem, and Ein Bigdayim Aleihem Ein Kunasim Aleihem. So this idea that their whole status of Kahuna is defined by the presence of the Bigdei Kahuna seems a little strong, and it appears elsewhere also. So, for example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, also teaches that not only is the Avoda affected, but the Kohen who performs in such fashion is Chayiv Misa, with the same expression that Bizman Shebigdayim Aleihem Kunasim Aleihem, but vice versa also. So no Begadim, there's no status of Kahuna. So is that as literal as it sounds, that a Kohen who is not properly garbed is literally no different than anyone else, that me and Rabbi Brand are now equal because of how we're dressed? So there's no special status at all, literally like a czar. So for all intents and purposes, so it seems a little strong. And probably familiar with what the Mordechai and Gittin quotes, the story of Tam and Peter, as Rav Schachter likes to say, the Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Peter, that there was a maisa that a certain Kohen was pouring water for the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. And a Talmud who was watching this said, but this is against the Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi says, Hamishtamish b'kahuna is mo'ol. So he responded, no, no problem. There's no kedusha b'zman hazeh because no big day kahuna. So if you have big day kahuna, that's one thing, but otherwise, no. So that seemed a little strong to this Talmud because he says, so then let's throw out everything. So then they shouldn't get the first aliyah either. They shouldn't eat truma either. So Rabbeinu Tam was quiet. And Rabbeinu Peter comes in with a different answer, that yes, they have Kedusha, but there's an effectiveness of Mechila. It could be Mechel. So it seems like there's a rejection here of the whole application of Bizman Shein Bigdayim Aleihem Ein Kunasim Aleihem for this expansive usage. Although there's a lot of discussion about what exactly is going on here. Is the idea that Rabbeinu Tam was just speechless? Or maybe that he didn't think much of the question because he understood that he was applying it in a certain context, and that the nature of the question wasn't talking about all aspects of Kahuna, and Rabbeinu Tam never implied that it was, and that the question wasn't about the din of Vikidashto specifically, and that the Lashon here is precise, that he's asking not from the Pasuk, he's asking from the Yerushalmi, of Hamishtamish Pikahuna Mal. So this idea that there's a Mi'ila involved, so that's specifically within a certain context that we're talking about the Kedusha aspect and the Beis HaMikdash aspect of the Kahuna. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam was addressing. So to start asking from everything else, he wasn't bothered by that. And maybe that was why he was quiet. That's how some understand what's going on. So there is some back and forth as to exactly what is the actual interpretation of this interaction, but the upshot is that to say, in an absolute sense, that the clothes define the man, that there's no such thing as a kohen without big day kahuna, is clearly a little bit of an overstatement, but at least in the context of the avoda, so it seems that there is the reality to the statement that in order to be able to perform the avoda, your status of kahuna is irrelevant if you don't have the big day kahuna. And many point to the Tosis in Tzvachim and Daf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph Hoel, the Maschil Hoel, that explains that the big day kahuna. Sorry?
We lost it for a second.
Oh, Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. You hear me now? Chavdal and Aleph, Hoel, Dibra Maskel Hoel, that the Big Day Kahuna are Mekadshim the Kohen, Lavodi Avoda. So the idea that specifically in the context of the Avoda, the Big Day Kahuna prepare the Kohen for that role. And Reb Chaim Brisker and others, maybe with slightly different nuances, have discussions about how to understand the whole implication here that there is a crucial role the Big Day Kahuna play, without which he's going to be considered a Mechusar Begadim. So there is a short essay in the stencils, Reb Chaim in the stencils, if it's still called that. I don't know if nowadays there's been a different printing since then. The one I have is still called...
Today they call it the Ultra Chachma.
Okay. I still have a print version that is known as the stencils. Does it not look like stencils on Otzer HaChachma? Well, the one that's on my shelf is still in stencil form. So there, I think this is also, you know, that's also to make a message that, you know, Bizman Shein Tvuseim Aleihem Ein Kedushas Aleihem, that the Chedusha Reb Chaim Halevi Al Rambam is the only real canon one. So it's the only one that has the real Big Day Reb Chaim. And the Chaim Alashas is meant to be taken on a different madriga, so it doesn't have the same levush. So your Davka is supposed to judge a book by its cover. But in any event, that's like the whole meta theme here. But in any event, so it's a madriga below the Chiddush Reb Chaim on the Rambam, I think. But in any event, so in the stencils, so he has a discussion about, well, what exactly is the soul of Mechusar Begadim? Is it literally that he's considered a czar? Or is it an independent lav? So one way to answer the question is what he does there, and it's just to kind of look it up, basically, and to see what the Moni HaMitzvos do, and to work backwards, and to assume that that is how the Moni HaMitzvos are addressing this. So if you look, the Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel, so he counts a mitzvah here, but he counts only one mitzvah. And the Ramban asks, why is it only one mitzvah? So if you're going to count a mitzvah, so why don't you also count a separate mitzvah for the Big Day Lavan? So it sounds like the way the Rambam understands is that the nature of the mitzvah is to prepare the Kohen for the Big Day, for the Avodah. And therefore, whether it's the general Begadim or the Big Day Lavan, it's all one concept of a mitzvah. But yet, it's different than saying it's a Hechsher mitzvah, because then that shouldn't be counted as a mitzvah at all, but it's a mitzvah to be Machshir the Kohen for the Avoda. It's a subtle difference in formulation. And this is in contrast with the Bahag. The Bahag counts no mitzvah, but he only counts an iser. Now, that itself is tricky because we don't have a specific iser that's phrased, that's formulated in the Torah to count. So that, for the Rambam, we understand that the Rambam is not going to count an iser because it's not its own iser. It's just zarus. So if you don't have the Big Day Kahuna, so then whatever the notion of Zaris is what applies, so he doesn't have to create a separate Isser for that, or to list a separate Isser for that. and the lack of a pasuk is not a problem. But he understands a positive value of being machshir the kohen for whatever the avoda is, with whatever the proper begadim are. So I
I'm not
hearing.
I'm sorry, you were garbled for a second because of the connection. Did you answer what the Bahag does with the fact that there's no pasuk from Mechus HaBegadim?
Yeah, that's a kasha on him. As Reb Chaim leaves that as a kasha on him. But so it reflects his understanding of what's going on, despite the fact of a lack of a pasuk, that there's something actively wrong, independently of Zaris. Now, I would just say, I would just kind of add in here, that it doesn't help to explain where the pasuk would come from, but just I think it's maybe a little bit more palatable that the nature of what's going on, when we say, Ein Kunasim Aleihem, that the Big Day Kahuna are the expression of the Kahuna. So a Kohen who's not wearing the Big Day Kahuna is Kivu, he doesn't bring his Kahuna with him. So he might as well be a Zar. Not that he's actually a Zar. So for Shteitzich, all the other halachos that are not about Beis HaMikdash that apply to a Kohen are not relevant to this. But the halachos in the Beis HaMikdash that need a Kohen, if the Kohen's there without his expression of Kahuna, so then he's no better than the Zar is. And just to lamashal, maybe, here it's Rosh Chodesh. It's a whole question of, if you forget Yalav Yovo, and you have to go back in benching. So we know that the klal is that if the meal is obligatory, like Yontif or Shabbos, then you have to go back. And if it's not, like Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. So the way I always understood that was that here, if you want to claim credit for a meal that you need to have, a Shabbos Yontif meal, but you don't even acknowledge that it's Shabbos in the benching for the meal, or that it's Yontif in the benching for the meal, then it doesn't make sense to say that this was a Shabbos Yontif meal. So too, if there's this role that requires the Kohen, and you show up and you're not even advertising the Kahuna in the way it's supposed to be proclaimed with a Big Day Kahuna, so then it might as well not be the Kohen. It might as well have been anybody. So I don't know if that's a helpful muscle here, but to say the Ein Kunasim Aleihem, you know, maybe actually that may be a literal way of reading the words. Not that Einam Kohanim, but Ein Kunasim Aleihem, that their Kahuna is not on them, that they're not there with their Kohen card, so they're not. They didn't bring their kahuna with them, even though they are still kohanim, and all the halachos of the kiddushah and things like that would still apply. So there is also a discussion that Yosef Engel has. I think it's a slightly different point, even though one might compare it. He has this in two places. This is in the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yates. It's a short part of a larger discussion. It's at the end of Klal Yates. And it's also a little bit longer in the Beis HaOtzer. In the Beis HaOtzer, the Erech Big Day Kahuna, he's got a much longer piece, but it's only the first part of it that's about this, but it's still more than he has in the Asvin Daraisa. So it's worth looking, because the piece in the Asvin Daraisa is much more well known. So the Svarim, other Svarim, generally only refer to the Asvin Daraisa piece, but he's got a lot more in the Beis HaOtzer. So he discusses there, so is it just the issue that without the begadim he's considered to be a zar? Or is it a din in the korban, which I think is a different emphasis than what Reb Chaim is saying? And he notes, as the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Pechesim and Beis notes, that the Big Day Kahuna are themselves machaper. So they have a role in the kapara of the korban. So
we thought that was interesting, because we weren't sure if the kapara of the Big Day Kahuna is dafka dinner carbon. Let's say, I mean, it was hard to understand exactly what does it mean that those begadim are mechaper. Like the choshin is mechaper for this. Is that dafka b'shas carbon? Like, what does it mean that if somebody does an avera, they don't need to do tshuva because the kohen got, like, it seems like a very abstract. It was hard to bring a raya. At least we didn't see how it was mochat that was totally in the carbon. But maybe it's totally in dafka, like the same way the ritzuit sits exists independent of a carbon just when it's on him. So we thought it was an interesting raya that he links that dafka to the carbon. We thought you could have brought the raya in the other direction. That hadara adarabah had nothing to do with the carbon. The fact that he's wearing that, that's presence of the coin with this inyan in the mikdash. I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
So I wonder whether he means it as a raya or just a way of saying a part of the whole process here. That it has its own value, and that part of the whole Beis HaMikdash experience is to bring that value to the table. And therefore, it's a part of the overall process. And the whole question of what a kapara means, I actually mention this in my shir every year, because when we're doing parsha shir, so we get the Truma and Tetzaveh and the beginning of Vayikra, that they actually should pay special attention, even though you're going to be more likely to zone out because you don't relate to it. But other rabbis should relate to it more, because we don't know 100% what this means, that there is a kapara. And one level of understanding it is that the attention is drawn to the themes of the symbolism. So that actually we can be mekayim b'zman hazad, not just in the sense of neshama parim sfaseinu, but in the full sense, because if we learn about these topics, we're also drawing our attention to the symbolism. So even without having the korbanos and the big day kahuna in front of us, but studying the topic also makes us focus on the symbolism, and maybe could literally do the same thing as actually having them. So we may even have access to the direct kapara that the items themselves bring, which is quite a thing to think about. So how exactly the kapara works, it could be that, it could be something more supernatural, or it could be any combination of the above. But here it could be that the way he's understanding is that they bring their own special energy, and it's something that contributes to the overall process. And therefore, the fact that it's necessary for the korban is maybe because of what it does to the kohen, or maybe what it does to the whole picture. So that also helps us to understand, you know, go back to Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Peter, that it's not relevant to everything a kohen does. So truma and birchas kohenim and other things don't necessarily have to impact this, because those aren't things which have any connection to that. So there are things where we'll say in Kunasim Aleihim, but things that don't have that aspect to it, it's not necessarily a relevant factor. So if that's the idea, so it could be that the way he expresses that, it could be that certain avodos of the Beis HaMikdash, because of their chashivas, so they need a kohen who is mekudesh yaser, who is elevated more through the begadim. And he has, in the Beis HaOtzer, that's one of the points that's not in the Asun, he has a discussion based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, where there is a question there about the psul of Nevad, where the Gemara talks about whether that applies to the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is a hechsher for the Korban, not the Korban itself. And then the Gemara also asks about whether it should apply to Tcheles. And the Gemara then has a whole discussion about, is that the same question as the Mizbeach? So he notes there that to say, to even think it's the same question as Mizbeach, you should have said, why is it the same question as Mizbeach? Mizbeach is a hechsher for the korban, and this is a hechsher for the hechsher. It's a hechsher for the kohen, who's a hechsher for the korban. So it seems like there's at least the possibility of saying that the Big Day Kahuna are also a Hechsher for the Korban, just like the Mizbeach is. So that's an interesting discussion. So there is also what to note about the fact that the Gemara goes out of its way towards the end of the Masechta, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Mid Beis, to learn from a pasuk that a bama does not require Big Day Kahuna. So if the whole issue is Zarus, so that's interesting, because a bama doesn't need a kohen either. So that perhaps itself shows that it's something to do with the Avodas HaKarbon and its nature. And the Bartanura on the Mishnah over there, he says that the reason that you don't need Big Day Shares is because you don't need a kohen. But in the Tosfos Chadashim, so he asks on the Bartanura that the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. So why does it need a pasuk if that should just be obvious? So there's a discussion about this in the Sefer Torah HaBama. I remember many years ago when I was learning Svachim with Rabbi Sobolovsky. So we often lamented the fact, as maybe you do, but this is, the world has changed since then, that there were not so many Svarim on Svachim, because the Rishonim didn't write that much. He only had a handful of Rishonim. But you always have the Rambam. So some of the Rishonim don't write about things that weren't Nagei L'maisa, but the Rambam, he always paskined up everything. But even the Rambam didn't write about Bamos, because Bamos are not going to be mutter in the future. So the Rambam only paskined the other things in Kachin, but he didn't write about Bamos. So we had a hard time finding anything about Bamos. And then he was all excited about Sobolovsky, because he was walking around the library, and he saw on the shelf, it looked like a 13-volume sefer on Bama. Couldn't believe it. And then he looked a little closer, and he realized it was not at all a 13-volume sefer on Bama, but it was bound versions of a magazine about the Israeli theater. So that was not so helpful. So that was then. But since then, there have been Sfarim that have come out about Bamos. So one such sefer is the Sefer Taras HaBama. And he suggests that what the Gemara is getting at here is that maybe the point is that Avoda requires a elevated kohen. And you could have thought that that's an idea that could also be separated from kahuna. That even a bama that doesn't require a kohen also requires a gavra mekudesh bioser, and should also require some kind of fancy begadim. So the Gemara has to have a separate pasuk to tell you that even though you don't need a kohen for a bama, but you could have thought it does need special begadim, so kamashmal on that. I was wondering, maybe with this point, could maybe address a tmiya that Rav Asher Weiss has in his Sefer on Chumash, and his Sefer on Parshas Tetzaveh. So he has a discussion about the whole issue of the Big Day Kahuna. And he wonders about the Kesef Mishnah. This is the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, in Perek Tes Halach Yud Aleph, writes on the Rambam there, that Zar, who does the Avodah in the Mikdash, is Mechusar Begadim, is still only Chayiv because of Zaris. And the Torah only asked Mechusar Begadim to a Kohen Haroi LaAvodah, and not to a Zar, who, B'lav Hachi, is not Roi for Avodah. So, Rav Asher, the Menachas Asher over there, he says, I don't get this. Now, why does he need to explain this? The whole nature of the psul of Mechusar Begadim is because he's like a czar. So then what possibility is there of any additional thing that would apply to an actual czar? So is there a concept of Zarus Chalal Zarus? If he's already a Zar, so clearly he can't do anything worse by also being a Mechusar Begadim. So I don't know, maybe you could say that what the Kesef Mishnah is getting at is maybe a point like this, the same point that there is a drasha specifically to Obama, that even without the concept of a Kohen, you could have thought that there's still a notion that there's a separate concept that you should be wearing some kind of fancy begotten, despite the fact that you're still not a Kohen, that that's an independent idea. And it's worth explaining that there isn't a concept beyond that. And that's what we mean when we say that the Kohen ain't kunasu aleihem, that he's leaving his kahuna behind. And he has kahuna to leave behind, but even a czar who doesn't, you maybe would have thought that he should have tried to show respect by wearing something. And there's no additional offense on top of the fact that he's also a czar. And the Sefer Taras HaKodesh and Zvachim Adaf Kuf Yutes, he writes that the Havimina of that Gemara about Bama is that you maybe would have thought, L'chachila, there's an Indian of Big Day Sharis, even if it's not absolute psul. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Lamed Daled seems also to be related to this, because there the Gemara has a question about what Moshe wore during the Shivas Yimei Amiluim. And the Gemara talks about him wearing a white garment. So the Tosus over there quotes the Rimi Orleans that it was obvious to the Gemara that he wasn't wearing Bidei Kahuna, because since during that time they were taking apart the Mishkan and putting it back together again, so therefore it had a status like Obama. And here we see that Bidei Kahuna don't apply to Obama, so clearly he wasn't wearing the Bidei Kahuna. So in that Sefer Taras Obama, so he talks about this, says that there are those who want to derive from this position that the Rimi Orleans is saying that even though Obama doesn't need Big Day Kahuna, but maybe there's still an Indian of specific nicer clothes. And here, that's what Tosus is getting at, that the Shuvah Simei HaMaluim was like Obama, and therefore no Big Day Kahuna specifically, but still there was something special that he had to be wearing. So he himself, the Taras Obama, his name is Rav Fuss, by the way. You can find it on HebrewBooks.org. So he doesn't think that that's what's going on. He thinks that the point is that this is still different than Obama. That a normal Obama, you wouldn't need any special clothes. But the Shiva Simei HaMaluim is different because Moshe was the specific Makriv at this time. And there was a halacha of Moshe, and that means that Moshe was b'makom ha-kohen. And therefore, there were tanoim that held that Moshe had a din like a kohen gadol, specifically in those days, as the Gemara discusses in Zvachim and Daf Kuf Beis. And therefore, that's why the Gemara was assuming that he must have had some kind of begadim that represented that. But not necessarily that has any kind of connection to the Bama aspect. So also, just to mention more points, that Rashi in Maseches Yuma and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis notes that the Big Day Kahuna is supposed to be the property of the Tzibur, and that if an individual donates it, then he's got to give it over to the Tzibur. But Rashi writes that is only specifically when it's for an avoda of a Tzibur. So the Mishnah Melech in Hilchot Shkalim and Perek Daled Halacha Vav and others raised the question that Mimanav Shach, that if these begadim are kosher without being Mishal Tzibur, so then why should it ever need to come from the Tzibur, even when it is Avodah Tzibur? So either they're valid Big Day Kahuna or not. Why should it matter what kind of Avodah you're doing? So there's a discussion about this in the Chavetz Elis HaShar and Al HaTorah, He's got also a discussion about that Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Nevad. He talks about this too and connects these ideas. And he says that what seems to emerge here is that it shows you that the Big Day Kahuna are also a kiyum in the Avoda itself, that it should be done in a with a Kohen who is lavish in the Big Day Kahuna. So much so that Avodas HaTzibur needs begadim that come from the Tzibur. And you see that it actually connects to the specific Avoda in that kind of a way. And just one more point about the relationship of the begadim to the Avoda itself. We have Nenezer as a tshuva in our Chaim in Siman Tav Lamed. She discusses also the Chavetz Chaim Hasharon based on the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis that the Big Day Zav have an adifus over the Big Day Lavan Shekaparasa Merubim, which explains that they have many more karbanos that are done through them. So that quantity, creating quality, suggests that there is a direct association between the Big Day Kahuna and the Kapara that they bring about. And that's one more indication that perhaps the Big Day Kahuna are playing that role. They are a part of the Hechsher Karban itself. And therefore, when we talk about Mechusar Begadim as a psul, it's not just a chisaron in the kohen, but it's a chisaron specifically in the avoda. But just to be careful how to formulate it, so as some achronim point out, that we don't necessarily have a basis, the ikar chasum and aseid, for it to say that there's stavka two dinim in Big Day Kahuna. So this should all really be put together as one sentence, saying that the nature of the Chusar Begadim is that the Kohen should be Mekudesh at a higher level in order to be properly qualified to carry out what is necessary for certain specific avodos, and that those avodos require that. So I think those are a lot of the major issues. And again, just I would suggest also as part of the reformulation that the idea of Bizman Shein Pigdayim Aleim Ein Kunasim Aleim, I think again also it's maybe Meduyik in the language, that it's not to say that they're literally Zarin, but that the Kahuna isn't expressed without the Big Day Kahuna, and therefore for these purposes they may as well be Zarin, and the power of the Kahuna is not brought to the table. But we understand why it's not relevant to these other issues that don't have this halacha, because of course they are still Kohanim for all other intents and purposes, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant, and therefore it's why he wasn't worried in his situation and only responding to the question of Me'ila and not other issues.
Yeah, sure. I've been tasked with trying to find